contraception is a wonderful lesson in the power of unintended consequences. So the birth control pill is Margaret Sanger's brainchild. She begins agitating for birth control pill actually in about 1912. And her goal for the birth control pill is to stop the breeding of what she calls the dysgenic types and the bad races who come from, her words, the slums and jungles. And she wants more babies from the fit, again, her words, and fewer from the unfit. And this is what she says is the goal of the birth control pill. You know, Margaret Sanger was basically a racist crank. So the birth control pill comes out finally, thanks to Margaret Sanger and her friend Catherine McCormick, and it turns out that it is used disproportionately by very well-educated, well-to-do white women, Margaret Sanger's people, not exactly what she had hoped for it to be. As I said, it's a real example of how when you begin monkeying with really big, big, powerful societal factors, things like the birth control pill, things like, for instance, changing the divorce laws, which also happened around the same time. You just can't predict what the unintended consequences and side effects are going to be.